This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
We want some tough, some gritty, some dirty individuals, and we feel pretty good about the two guys we got.
Ben Johnson yesterday talking about all the new players that have been brought in to Hallis Hall. Another one is able to be discussed today, or two are able to be discussed today.
Yeah, a couple. So Drew Dahlman and Dio Odengbo able to be discussed today. So that meant Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles again with a chance to lean heavily on the offensive line and Drew Dahlman in conversation.
So let's hear what the GM and the head coach had to say about how they're building this offensive line and let them get into the weeds a little bit with the addition of Drew Dahlman.
So happy to introduce two guys that we signed, and Drew and Dio. With Drew, it'll be hard to explain his game better than Grady did yesterday. I thought he did a fantastic job explaining who Drew is as a football player. But I'm excited about him, just his ability to reach, cut off, work in the outside zone scheme, get to the second level, as well as be really a good partner inside to the guards and pass pro. His addition, along with Joe and Jonah, is really going to make the interior of our offensive line strong. So we're excited about that. And then with Dio, his ability to play the run and rush the passer from different locations, outside, inside, is again going to make our defensive line even better. With both these guys, the same as yesterday, fantastic players, but even better human beings and people. Did a lot of work on our background, making sure that they fit what we want in terms of our culture. And they do exactly that. They're going to enhance what we got going on and make our locker room even better than what it is today. So excited for both those guys to come onto our team. I'll open up to questions.
Not everyone at once.
Ryan, with the pass rush, as you try to stack up the defensive line, and you have Montez already, what is the best case scenario with this group? How do you see this playing out if everything works out the way you're envisioning?
Yeah, an improved pass rush. You can't have enough pass rushers on your team. But for this first group, to be able to line in different alignments, to be relentless, get the quarterback off the spot. Again, Grady kind of hit on all those topics yesterday. But for that part of our game, and we all watched the Super Bowl, right? Like, you want to have waves of pass rushers. So if all of those guys are getting better and they're working together, I really think we can affect the passer, and therefore it's going to put our team in a really good position.
Is the pass rush still a group that you're looking to add to?
Like I said, you can't have enough pass rushers. We're always looking to add and improve that group. But I feel good about where we are today.
Hey, Ryan. The sack numbers don't necessarily pop off the page with Dio. What is it that you're projecting or hoping for or seeing in him in terms of being that guy opposite of Montez Sweat?
Yeah, if you watch the tape, you understand how disruptive he can be. And again, both inside and outside. And I also believe, you know, he's 25. He's played a few years in the league. I honestly, and this goes into our collaboration and working well in terms of the front office and coaching staff. We believe that there's even more room to grow for him to continue to get better. I think it's really cool he gets to come here and play for Jeremy, our defensive line coach, who, you know, they work together while they're in Vanderbilt as well. So,
Ryan, with a lot of unpredictability of what could happen, but with Drew, was he somebody that you had targeted long ago, saying, like, that's going to be someone we're going after immediately?
Yeah, so as our pro staff puts our free agent board together, I often throughout the season kind of take a peek at it as I kind of forecast forward. And his name popped up and put tape on, and he was definitely someone that was at the very, very top of our list. We knew how important that was going to be. Again, what makes you even more convicted and it allows us to be aggressive and going to get a player in free agency is when we have alignment. So having Dan and Kyle and Coach lined up with a vision and fit in the role, we felt really good about being aggressive to get Drew here.
Ryan, as you interact with free agents and potential free agents or, you know, potential signees this week, what is your sense of what Caleb has done to make this an appealing place to come?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's excited about where Caleb can go. We all know that there's a lot of growth that has to happen to get him to where he needs to be. But that excitement in terms of what he can be obviously, you know, helps get other coaches and players excited to be here and work with him and help get him to where he needs to be.
Ben, do you see that too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he put a lot of good stuff on tape last year, and I think everyone recognizes that as they see the crossover tape and they're watching that each week. So, listen, we got a lot of really strong building blocks to get this thing going in the right direction.
So, a couple things, Lawrence. The defensive line coach from Vanderbilt as collaboration for the Dio signing. And then the mention of Dan Rauscher, Kyle Divan, who's the assistant offensive line coach, and Ben Johnson for alignment. That's the definition of alignment. Not the years and the contract stuff, but the coaches and the front office being aligned on the player. So he's having the conversations.
And Poles mentions that thing that we were talking about. That thing that we were talking about in the first segment, he mentions the collaboration with the coaching staff.
Damn right.
On these free agent hires, that signings. This, they're saying, look, we believe that this coaching staff should have a place in helping us decide all of this.
Imagine that, asking the coaches. Here's more from Ben and Ryan.
Ben, it's been about 7 weeks since you got here. Can you take us through kind of what's left an impression on you about sharing your vision, unifying it with Ryan, and then obviously these last 2 weeks turning it into action to get pieces that you want?
Yeah, I mean, we spent time every single day since I've been in the building, just me and him with his group, me with my group, and, you know, it's been between the scheme, talking about prototypes and what that looks like for each position group. That's me sitting in with some of the preliminary draft meetings and getting a feel for how they operate. I've got a lot of respect for his crew, that group of scouts. They've done a phenomenal job this fall collecting information and really starting to set that board for when it is time to pick those players. I feel strongly about that process, and it's been a day-by-day, week-by-week process getting on the same page, but it's been very good so far.
With Drew specifically, when you watch his tape, what are the things as a center that appeal to you the most?
Yeah, I talked about intelligence, and that's, I think at that spot is critical. He's going to be the quarterback of our offensive line. He'll be setting the protections and the run game for us, something he's done in his past, and I think we can put even more on his plate than what he's been exposed to previously. And so I'm excited about that. He's still learning. He's still growing as a player, so he has not hit his ceiling yet either. He's already asked me several times, what did you see on tape that I can get better at? And so that's the type of person we're getting. He just sees this as the next step as in his growth, and I think that's going to translate to the rest of the room as well. We have some young talented players. I said to him earlier today that, you know, you usually play with eight or nine guys over the course of the season. So it's not just the starting group that needs to be gelled, but we have some depth players, some young guys that may or may not be in the building right now that we're going to be counting on. And he's going to help spearhead that charge in terms of getting everyone ready to play on Sunday.
Ben, I was actually asked a similar question, so I'll tweak it a little bit. Like, in the eyes of, you know, kind of marrying the center with the quarterback, how do you envision Drew and having sort of a veteran presence there, stability at that position, helping Caleb in terms of what he's seen at the line of scrimmage and beyond?
Yeah, to me, those two positions, they work together. And so at the line, we'll kind of see what direction we want to take this offense. Is it going to be more of a perfect play mentality where we have multiple calls and we're getting to the right thing? Or are we trying to play with more tempo? There's a lot of different directions we can go. And that's why we just need to get the guys in here so we can get started with that process. But those two guys need to see the game the same way. Much like I was talking about, the quarterback needs to see the game through the play caller's eyes. Same thing with the quarterback in the center position, between the run game, making sure the perimeter unit is locked in with what the core is doing. And then in pass pro, everyone needs to know where our issues are so that we're not getting stuck in some bad situations. That this day and age, I think the hardest problems defenses give us is schematically in the pass rush game, the blitz pickup and those things, particularly on third down. And so I feel strongly that Drew is going to have the acumen to be able to help us out and problem solve. There's unscouted looks each and every week that as long as you understand the rules of protection, we can figure it out, but everything's happening quickly. So it's a fun challenge, and I know Drew and Caleb are looking to grow together that way.
I thought that was awesome on quarterback and center working together. You know what he does when he kind of pauses and takes over the question? Like, he pauses, like the thing with yesterday that we played yesterday for people, where he pauses and, like, look, on this coaching staff, I didn't hire my friends. I hired this guy. When he pauses and takes over and goes kind of stream of consciousness, he gives you big picture philosophy nuggets. He just said there, we're kind of figuring out what we're going to be. Are we going to be a perfect play mentality?
I wrote that down too.
Like, and that's him talking. Like, are we going to be a perfect play mentality where we go up to the line with two or three options and then choose the perfect play for the moment? Or are we going to be a team that plays with tempo? So you can't do both. He's trying to figure out which one they'll do, and that could shift. But he doesn't know which one they are yet because he hasn't gotten in there and worked with them yet.
Right, and they'll have an extra mini camp because they have a new head coach. So they'll actually get on the field a little bit earlier than a lot of teams because they usually allow for a coach to have a little bit more time. But I thought about that too. You don't know how all of this is going to work yet. So you can play around and then you can say, okay, this is a strength of the two guys working together, the center and the quarterback. I now know that this is a strength, so we can do this. I like that he has left it open for, let's see.
Got to work with what you have.
Let's see where everyone starts to grow and to strive instead of saying, we're going to do this.
Right. And just in terms of speech patterns, we hear these coaches so damn much. Just pay attention to when Ben Johnson kind of redirects in the middle of an answer because he's about to give you some big picture thing of the way he thinks.
I also thought that it may give us an idea of the type of player that they're looking for at the running back position, because he was talking about blitz pickup and how important that is.
Better be good at that.
You bet. It has to be something that is in your arsenal of skills.
Here's more from Ben and Ryan on the offensive line and the Dio signing as well.
Ben, along those same lines, when you look at the entirety of the offensive line that's coming together here, a lot of new pieces in place. How do you as coaches and your coaching staff, you as the head coach, make that transition easy for them, make the gelling process easier on them?
It shouldn't be easy. This should be hard, you know? The spring should be hard. Training camp should be hard. Anything worth doing is hard. So it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of effort. In particular, year one, we should not be comfortable. As we're coming into the springtime, we're going to load these guys up. We're going to see what they can handle. We're going to fail, and that's okay. That's part of how you learn and how you grow and you get better. And so we're going to encourage that as a coaching staff. So nothing about this is about making it easier. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Ryan, when you talk to agents throughout this process and then some of the players you've been allowed to talk to, what's the impact you think of Ben in terms of the interest that people have in terms of the scheme and just being a part of this with him as the head coach?
Yeah, I think it's very similar to, you know, the question you asked about Caleb. There's a lot of excitement working with Ben, seeing the body of work that he had in Detroit and see that grow to what it became. It's exciting. You want to be a part of exciting football. You want to be a part of scoring a lot of points. You want to be a part of creativity and doing things that are a little bit different. That's fun. That's fun to work in that environment. Obviously, like you said, there's going to be some of those foundational things you got to put together that are tough. But what this can be is really exciting, and a lot of people want to be a part of that.
So just to follow up on the extra mini camp time.
Yes, sir.
Teams that have a returning coach, they start April 21st. That's the first time they can start a mini camp. The Bears can start April 7th.
That's awesome. So he can start teaching these guys stuff and going through their paces and figuring out what he actually has to work with. This shouldn't be easy. This should be hard. That's that, like, coaching mentality. He's got that part as well.
And there's an honesty to it that I like, that it isn't just football speak. It's this stuff is not easy, and so let's give ourselves the time to get this stuff done correctly.
Texture says, just hearing Ben talk, I can't believe we had to go through Eberflus so long. Like, Ben's communication skills are off the charts. They really are. It's incredibly obvious. But this is a guy. Sometimes coaches can be GM killers. This guy could be a GM saver.
Yep. He can lift Ryan Poles up by just their partnership, which is a really, really good thing. Why don't we hear from the new center?
Yeah, man.
Drew Dahlman spoke. We will let you hear his voice and let you know how excited he is to join this party that the Bears have on their offense. We're talking ball. By the way, baseball hour is coming up at 4. If you're a baseball junkie, you'll want to be here at 4 o'clock. But until then, football and Bears on the score.